Welcome, everyone, to Pulling on Heaven 24/7, and that's what we do. We believe God all the way, and we believe God is good. God is with us. God is good. God's with you. Believe with all your heart. Let your mind go somewhere today where you just say, you know what? Something really incredible is going to take place from this point forward. I'm going to see life through a brand new lens, and just let that be how you think tonight. God's going to show me something that's so important to me. It's going to make me so happy. It's going to excite me so much. I'm going to wake up in the morning feeling more excited than I have since I can remember. Let that be a foundation. Throw a prophetic word out before yourself and say, God's doing something great, and He's doing it great in me. Have Steve blend with me again today, and God's going to do something great for you and in Amen. You and through you, and this is the greatest season of your life. Man, I believe that so much. It has become, for it has been the foundation of my life, and it's so radically changed my mind. We need power from heaven in the earth so we can move heaven.
Absolutely. And I thought that would be a really great thing for us to talk about today, that idea of what is that power from heaven, and how can it transform us? I think of Paul in Romans talking about, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Mm. And so when he talks about transformed by the renewing of your mind, you think about, well, what can renew our mind, you know? And usually, like, information, reading the Bible, revelation from God, you know, can take lots of different forms. And but there's a difference, I think, sometimes between knowing information, even embracing and believing information, and letting it truly get into the foundation of who you are. Right. And it's so that it can transform you. And I know you like to talk about that verse a lot. You know, it's kind of one of your slogan verses about not being conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I thought that'd be a really interesting thing to look at today in terms of how we really allow God to transform us, and what's that look like when he does.
Yeah, absolutely. Be not conformed, be transformed. And I often say, don't be conned.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone con you into a form that you're really not, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I mean, that's a scripture that probably almost anyone that's read the word much knows and goes, yeah, we're going to be renewed. But yeah, you said something. I mean, how are we renewed? Reading the Bible and praying. And yeah, those are all things we should do. Absolutely. If you are employed for a position, mm-hmm. and you say it's a great position, and it's more money than you're making, it'd be a great increase in my finances and could change my life. And you're told, here's a job, here's a position. And you said, awesome, and then you just never went to work. it wouldn't change your life at all. But if you did, and say you had a former position, you'd have to let go of that position. You'd have to have faith and confidence and put yourself into it all the way. And if you didn't, your employer would probably find out about it, and you may not have that upgrade position any longer. Simply, you have to go for it. With all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. The way to be transformed is to renew your mind. Or let's give it a second thought. Let's go a different direction. Let's see how it works going all in. Mm. We hear information, we hear revelation. I mean, there's a lot of times people will hear a word, someone's ministered, I've ministered, and they'll say, wow, that was powerful. If it touched you like that, pick it up and go to work with it. It's now, you're now employed by that word. Make it your vocation. This is now you. It's not a great revelation you heard. This is you. This is your new identity. You're going to walk in whatever that revelation is. If it's only good will happen to me, then that's your song. That's your mantra. That's your faith. That's your answer to everything. God's doing something great. If it's God's going to bless me, He's going to increase me. And don't talk about I can't have, I don't have. It's, you know, in other words, lay your life down for it. Put your life, your heart, and your soul into it. It's one thing to know that the word is powerful. It's another thing to live in the power of that word. And that's really what brings transformation. die to it so you can live in it, like a seed in the soil.
Wow. That makes me think about the, you know, so much of gaining even revelation, I think, when you look at the church today, it's hard to gain new revelation. Not that, you know, I guess people always, like, a red flag goes up when you talk about new revelation, like some secret thing of God that no one else gets to know. But at the same point, Paul talks about, you know, you're drinking milk. You're drinking the baby's milk, and it's time to move on to the meat. Yeah. And I think so much of church, as we've been talking about it, you know, last episode we talked a lot about, you know, being hung up on good versus evil and spiritual warfare and that kind of stuff, and that idea of, you know, so much of what gets talked about in church is stuff that shouldn't almost even be talked about anymore. And there's no room to talk about those things that truly can be renewing our minds in a new way. And we're still talking about the devil that needs to be defeated, even though he was. We're still talking about sin that needs to be defeated. And which was when, so the church is supposed to come bring this new revelation and this new hope and this good news. And it seems like really what we've done for the most part for the last 2,000 years is tell everyone bad news. This is what's wrong with you. This is what's wrong with the world. This is how things are. This is the fight. This is the struggle. This is what it is. This is what it is. What it is. And so we're not giving anyone anything revelatory that's going to be transformative.
Yeah. If we could take out the "yeah, but what about" or "what if," if we could just take that out of how we think, even the message on being free from the devil, that should be done. That message, we've talked about that before. That should be over and done. The only reason we continue to do it is because you're trying to pull people's eyes away from looking at something they shouldn't be looking at. We shouldn't be looking at the sin in our lives or where we came from. Paul said it like this. He said, "I don't claim to have apprehended everything, but," he said, "I do know one thing. I've forgotten where I came from. I've forgotten that which was behind, and I press forward for the mark, the prize, the high calling of God." What if a believer's, no, you don't have to fight this. You don't. What if we just believe, you know, great is happening today. Faith is making the way. What if there wasn't anything else, but I'm being transformed by the rebirth of my mind? God is giving me a revelation. Paul said it's by the transforming of our mind that we are not conflicted. There's so much, people are so conflicted in there. They're afraid to transform because, number one, it's quitting that one job that's paying you less, but at least it's paying you something. You know, what if you go over here to this job and, you know, they don't like you, and then you lose both jobs, so you just stay with that one low-paying position because you're too afraid to let go, and the old saying, let go and let God. And it's fear. Paul said, let it go. Don't be afraid to die to self. Don't be afraid to let go and believe for a revelation. What if God could reveal something about you you don't know, and it's all about who he is in you, and you didn't even know it was in there? You didn't know. That's that aspect, pulling on heaven 24/7. We're pulling on heaven. We're declaring the kingdom of God is in you. What does that mean? Man, there's so much about you. So much God put in you, packed on the inside of you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You don't even know it. You don't even know it. Because we can be afraid. We get too afraid to let go of that branch, you know, to swing over to another. Remember kids on monkey bars?
Yep.
You know, you're there and it's intimidating to, you know, swing over because you have to let go. You're holding on both hands. But go ahead and give it. So you fall, get up and try it again. Pretty soon you get strong enough, you can swing. You can make it from one end to the other. And then you do it on purpose because you love it. Because you can. I mean, what if you could be transformed all the time? What if you could have revelation all the time? And our focus was no longer on what we were trying to get over or overcome, and it just was on the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what we're really called to do and to be. God created the garden, created man in the garden, and he said, "I've given you everything. Go explore it. Take dominion over it. Reign and rule. Believe I've given you all things." We just do that. Transformation is where the power is. A revelation. Wow, God said that. And taking on that identity. How? It's not in word. Quit the job you have. Take the job you don't have. And take a step up.
Yeah.
You know, another rung up that ladder. Let go of that one monkey bar and grab the other one. Make your way. Don't stay where you are. Don't be conformed. Don't stay where life should be exciting, where you're believing God constantly to do something that you know you can't. That's transformation. And you go there. You don't wait and say, okay, God, do it. You put yourself there. David, the woman with the issue of blood, the centurion soldier, Gideon. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Moses, put your foot there and believe God. I mean, yeah. God can do anything. So, I mean, what's the point then? Why doesn't he just do whatever? You know, yeah. We wake up in the morning and go, wow, look, this just happened. Because that isn't you and God. That's just God doing things for you, not doing things through you. And that unity then, we lack that unity and that power that God wants to bring. He wants to live through you. Be transformed. That's where the power is. Power is in transformation. Don't be afraid to let go of your old ideas and your old adages and your old, I mean, come up with something new. You know, have a...
Yeah, it's like sometimes, it's like is a great analogy. We were talking about this earlier. Jonathan actually brought up, shout out to Jonathan, is the idea of almost, you know, we might get this new information. We might start to get some new revelation, a new way of thinking about God. And then what we try to do is figure out how we make it fit with the rest of our existing foundation. It's almost like we're doing this remodel.
Afraid and to let go.
Trying to put it all together. Yeah. And it makes me think of, I don't know if you've, the Winchester Mystery House up in San Jose, where the heiress of the Winchester rifle family, you know, that after her husband died, she started thinking she was hearing voices that told her that it was all the dead spirits of all the people who had been killed with her husband's rifles, right? Wow. So she's to appease them, she's got to start adding all this stuff on. And so her house has all these crazy wings and additions and staircases that fold back upon themselves, doors open to nothing, and just all kinds of wacky stuff. Huh. And in some ways, I think that's what ends up happening when we even take good revelation and we try to tack it on to all this other old ways of thinking, because it's never going to work. It's like when Jesus talked about putting the trying to patch up an old wineskin.
Yeah,
because you can put all these new patches on, but it's not gonna hold. It's gonna end up bursting.
Yeah, it's that remodel. I don't know if you've ever remodeled a room. I'm sure you
You're
have.
Actually going through that, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, we went into a couple of rooms and it looked like, you know, the house had just been destroyed from the inside. You look at that and go, wow, how can we ever live here again? Mm-hmm. But you have to tear down the old.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to tear down the old, to dig down deep, lay your foundation on a rock that doesn't move. And it has to be the rock of who Christ is. And you have to think about your life being lived based on not what you can do or what someone can do or what you're afraid of. When the word says I'm crucified with Christ, you have to look at it and say, my life needs to be an expression of literally of who Christ is. So if he's good, it's good. If he's blessed, it's blessed. If he's righteous, it's righteous. If he's joy, it's joy. I mean, because if you don't lay that foundation, you'll never walk there. You never are transformed. You come to kind of the middle of the road and you do exactly what you said. You just kind of throw a little paint on, you know, here and a little paint on there. We did that in our home for a while and finally said, you know what? We're going to have to gut this thing. You know, if you gut a bathroom, you can't use it for a minute. You have to wait until the new comes. You got a kitchen. You have to wait till the new comes. So you have to be okay with that. You have to be all right sometimes with feeling a little uncomfortable with where you've been. Let go of where you've been so you can go someplace you've never been. And sometimes people just want to wake up in the morning and just look at their house differently. So it's kind of like just rearranging the furniture, mm-hmm. you know, or moving a picture. Oh, that's been crooked for years. I should straighten it up. Sometimes you have to tear the whole wall out.
Yeah.
And you have to do that in your mind. Don't be afraid. Just destroy the wall. Tear the old ideas out. They're not working. Tear them down. Don't be afraid to say, God is greater than this. My life can be greater than this. I'm going to tear out that old wall. I'm going to tear the floor out. I'm going to rip the lights out. Personal experience. And when it's done, you go in and you say, wow, this is not the same place that it was. You know, the bones are there, but The whole living quarters is totally different, and the amenities and everything else is changing. Joy, you enjoy the house much more. You're much more peace, much more happy. That's what God wants to do in us, and that's tearing down the old and bringing in the new. Don't be conformed. Don't be afraid to make decisions based on the best that you know that God has for you. Have a prophetic spirit. Have a prophetic mind. Know that God's going to show you something that you haven't seen before. And stop just rehearsing what you don't think you've seen and prophetically say, God's walked me through that. It's time for a new day. You know, it's amazing how you find what would be considered old prophetic word on new roads. Mm. When you start walking down a new trail, you start blazing a new trail, yeah. A new frontier, and go, wow, you know what? God gave me that word, and it was connected to me leaving where I was instead of just standing back saying, well, come on, let's lasso and pull that thing in. God's saying, no, I want to pull you in. I want to take you down a road you haven't been down before. Let's do some transformation here. So don't fear the challenging times, the tough times, the I'm not sure what's going to happen. Be excited about that. Like James says, he said, count it joy when you're being tried, when your faith is being pulled on. Pull back. Pull on it hard, saying, come on, let's go. Take me someplace that I've never been. Again, it's not what faith brings you. It's where faith takes you. Be transformed. Don't be afraid to change.
Yeah. I think of the Jesus' parable again of the guy who finds the treasure in the field. And it says that he finds the treasure. Then he goes back and he sells everything he has.
Yeah.
To then purchase the field to get the treasure. So there has to be that prophetic impetus because he doesn't know for sure that by the time he goes and sells what he had before, he's now all in on this treasure, but he's got no guarantee that that treasure's still sitting in that field, you know, by the time he goes back there after he's sold everything else. Yeah. But that's like what it takes. And it was like, for whatever reason, we don't get that insight in the parable, but it was like what he had was not worth holding on to anymore in order to get this new.
Well, and that's the whole parable. Let go of what you have.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a treasure to you. You know, he sold all that he had, meaning he had something that was valuable. So he considered, I'll sell this commodity and go get something else that I think is worth more. Let's say the treasure was gone. I know it's not in the scripture, but let's just branch out there. When you're that committed, you'll find something. You'll find a greater means for that field. You'll find a treasure, even if it isn't the one you thought you were going after. But there's a treasure there because faith always leads you to something that will bless you. Faith in who he is, because that's who God is. He does exceeding abundant and above. Remember all we could ask or think. You have to take that step. And it does such a transformation on your mind. It engages you with confidence and trust in God that he's going to do something with you. It really does renew your mind. Because it's just kind of like feeling I'm going to make the best of what I have. And that's fine. But at some point, it's time to say, I'm going to get better than I've had. I'm going to go someplace I've never been. And that's Paul. Don't be afraid to leave what is in the past, even if it was great. Let's believe God for better. Let's believe that you can be a bigger blessing than you've ever been before. Be transformed. Let God change your mind. Let God bring revelation into you. Let Christ be revealed in you. Christ is endless. There's so much revelation in who Christ in us is. Put yourself out in that field and see what God will show you. I mean, venture out. Bring a challenge into your own life.
Yeah.
Put yourself in a position that you have to believe God. Don't wait to be challenged, so you have to do it.
Yeah. And I think bringing that full circle, that thought of, you know, when you look at kind of the status of the church and what so many people go through today, it's like what we've been relying on for our information and our revelation. Yeah. It has gotten us into the kind of the mess that it exists, and it's really not working. Mm-hmm. So either the fundamental truth isn't real, which would be about Jesus, or that we're not we're relying on the wrong revelation, the wrong information.
Yeah.
And as we change that to find what's right, I know that I experienced that personally when first getting in started to go into your services 20 years ago. And it got to the point where God was speaking so much and giving me so much new insight and revelation about who He was and who He was in me that both my wife and I got to the point where we'd been saved our whole lives and grew up in the church, were active in church life, believed heavily in Jesus, was raising our children and all that, that we both got to the point where you go, I don't even know if I'm born again.
No.
You know, and again, and I'm not trying to, you know, if you call on the name of the Lord, I believe you're saved. But I mean, to the point of we had to kind of recall on the name of the Lord because you're going like, Lord, we're not doing this right. Meaning we believe something about you now that is so much vastly greater and transformative than what we could have ever thought about you before. And that has literally, I can put a marker in the line of making that step and see drastically how my life began to grow differently from that point.
Well, and you're exactly right, because God is constantly drawing us. And the Word says that. He's constantly wooing us and drawing us, and we fight against it because we're afraid. We're afraid to let go. You know, we're afraid of change. People are afraid to change. I think a lot of church people are really afraid to change. You know, you get a particular perspective of the way it is, and you just won't let God breach that. It's like, this is my foundation, Christ. But Christ is more than what we can imagine Him to be, and He wants to reveal that in us. So even through the trials and the trying times, it really is Christ knocking on the door, say, here I am in this form. Here I am in this expression of myself. Here I am in a greater depth than you've known me. And it's not that even necessarily one thing is better than another.
Sure.
It's just that it's another expression of the wholeness and the fullness of God. I can't say my left arm is better than my right arm, but to learn to do things with my right arm that I could only do with my left arm, that's pretty cool. You know, you start running and you can only run so fast, but you realize I can run fast. Those are simple analogies. But in Christ, you find, that's why Paul said, I pray for you continually that you may know Him better and know Him more, because there's endless revelation in Christ. But what it does is it keeps you alive. It keeps you changing. It keeps you excited. It keeps you growing. It gives you power that you didn't know that you had. You know, Samson did a lot of things, but when he got into the temple between those two pillars, he found he not only had the strength to, you know, tie fire to a tail or slay a bunch of men with a jawbone, he could bring an entire temple down, you know, and be blind at the same time. God's greatness is so far beyond what we're able to manufacture in our minds that we would like to happen. Let go and see what God would do. Don't be afraid for transformation. Ask God. Here's another level. God, transform me. Change me. Not what you think. Don't let me be this way. God, do in me a wonder that I'm not even aware of to ask you about. Transform me in such a way that's what Paul said. Paul said, man, I've been changed. Paul was a man of the letter of the law. He knew it well. He said, I know it better than those that are my elders. But God came, blinded him so he couldn't see the way he was going, sent him in a different direction, and then opened his eyes to transformation. Mm-hmm. And we have that to thank today in the Scriptures, that God did that in Paul's life. So we have the revelation from the Word that we have today, that the Holy Spirit then sets on fire in us and gives us greater and greater. It's like you continually get revelation out of the Word. It transforms you. But when you see it, make it your vocation. Take it. If it's good, take it right now. Don't wait to see what it turns into on the shelf, because then it just becomes a little knickknack, a memory of what was great. Make it your mind, not a memory of what was, but make it a memory of what it is and what it should be. Become that memory. Become that great message. Take it and say, that's me. From this point forward, when you hear a revelation, a word, that's me. Take it, live it, talk it. Breathe it, eat it, and then that word is power in you.
because it really is power. Because I think sometimes we can reduce even the idea of transformation, like, okay, I mean, God's going to transform me in whatever this bad habit or this sinful habit is, God's going to help me to stop doing it. But it's so much greater than those things of the flesh.
Yeah, people think, sometimes people don't believe they can change. They just don't believe. And so what God says is, this is how you start. Just let go of what you have believed in regards to anything that is a hindrance or a weakness. Just let it go. And then say, God, he said, call on him. And he'd answer us, God, show me a revelation of who you are like I've never seen. Pray prayers that make you shake just a little bit. Make your knees knock together a little bit. I mean, pull on heaven. That's what we say, pull on heaven 24/7. God, let me move. I'm going to move heaven with my faith. I'm going to become so transformed, I'm going to move heaven. Pray those fearless prayers. I mean, you hear the old prophets and the patriarchs praying, listen, angels, worship God. I mean, the first time I read that, I went, wow, what a bold spirit. You're telling the angels and God to worship God. And that's probably what they're doing, but it's a confidence in who Christ in you is, and it's just saying, hey, you know what? I can change, and not only that, I'm changing, and I'm doing it today. God just gave me revelation, and that's who I am. He didn't just show me something. He told me who I am, and that's my identity today. It's my driver's license. It's my information. It's my bank account. This is who I am. I'm going to walk in the power of that. I'm not waiting to see what it does. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to talk like it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to think just like it. That's who I am today. That's me. This is the greatest season. That's where that came out. This is the greatest season of my life. You know, some of those songs and some of those phrases were birthed in some of the most challenging of times, because you refuse to allow what's going on to dictate where you're going to go, and you make up your mind, according to the Word of God, this is who I am, this is where I'm going, and you prophesy, this is the greatest season of my life, and guess what? It is.
That's what I want to live in.
Jesus said it like this when the centurion came, and he said, I'll go to your house. Centurion actually said to Jesus, no. And it's one of the first times and the only times you hear someone tell Christ, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. And the kingdom of God responded. Jesus said, all right, I'll do as you have said. I'll speak the word only. And he didn't rebuke the guy saying, listen, I said, I'll come. Don't tell me no. He said, so great a faith I've not seen, not in all of Israel. How great to say, angels worship God, command the heavens. That's why I've said many times, we're here to make heaven restless. I'm not just here to influence the earth. I want to influence heaven. Don't be afraid to be transformed in a way that you wouldn't even imagine you could be. That's where the power is. Greater is he that is in you. Believe that. Live it. Make it the greatest season of your life. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Steve, thank you again for joining me. Wow, always great, always good. It is the greatest season. This is the greatest season in your life. Tell your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your boss, even the people you think don't like you, that it's the greatest season in your life. Tell them it's the greatest season in their life, even if they get upset with you. Breed, sow, express a word of faith that says, God is so God and so good and so ever-present, and I believe it. And watch how your life will transform. Prophesy the word of the Lord. In the last days, says God, they will prophesy. Prophesy the blessing of the Lord. God bless you. Be encouraged. Until next time.